to Trivia on Shuffle. I'm your host, Courtney.
And I'm the co-host, Devin.
We have another fun episode planned for you today. Let's go ahead and go over the rules. In today's episode, I will be asking the questions for round one, and Devin will be asking the questions for round two. Each round consists of 10 questions. Give yourself 1 point for each question you answer correctly. Your goal is to have more points than Devin in the first round and me in the second round. Today's category is food and drink. Devin, how do you think you're going to do this time?
I think I'm going to do a little bit better than when we did the Disney episode because A, I like food, and B, I like to drink.
Now some of the pressure's on me because I'm going to be doing the second round.
Yeah, I'm going to be giving you some questions, so now you don't know what's coming.
Question one. Which fast food franchise is credited with creating the very first modern drive-thru window?
The modern drive-thru window. Modern drive-thru window. If I had to guess, I would say that would be McDonald's.
Actually, it's Wendy's.
Wendy's?
Yeah, do you think you could guess the year?
Well, if it's before McDonald's, then I'd have to say 1948?
Close, 1969. Question two. What year was In-N-Out Burger founded?
In-N-Out. I feel like that's going to predate the war. So if that predates World War II, because I feel like it does, I'm picturing the cars, the classic cars, like the classic drive-in type diner. So I'm going to go with 1937?
Close. 1948.
That's not close at all.
Question three. What is the slogan for Buffalo Wild Wings?
B-dubs! Everybody likes some wings now and again, especially when it comes to football season. So slogan for B-dubs. I have absolutely no idea. Let's fly, or let's eat some wings.
It's close to what you were saying about it being like associated to sports. Their slogan is beer, sports, wings. That's it. Question four. How many spots are on the Domino's Pizza logo?
Domino's, so are you talking about like the left side Domino's, like counting the dots?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to clarify that. So, I think that the answer is five. Because I think there's five white dots in the middle of the left side, which is blue. I love Domino's.
It's actually three, and we can look up the image if you want.
Nah, because then our viewers can't see it. So the answer is
three.
It is what it is.
Question five. What year did McDonald's add the Big Mac to their menu?
I worked at McDonald's for 2 years, and I bet you I still won't get this right. So I'm gonna go with 1987.
No.
No.
You have a second guess?
2004?
No, wrong direction.
Wrong direction? Alright, well, third guess. Third time is the charm. I'm gonna go with 1968.
Did you look at my phone?
Is it 1968?
Yeah.
The answer is 1968.
Question 6. Which soft drink was originally invented as a mixer for whiskey?
I know this answer. So correct me if I'm wrong, but the answer to this is Mountain Dew.
That is correct. This is your first true point, but I'm still going to give you that one for the McDonald's Big Mac.
Yeah, Mountain Dew was made to be mixed with whiskey back in, like, alcohol time. When they were, the Prohibition, that's what it was called. Back in the Prohibition, because they were trying to hide the alcohol. So, Mountain Dew, whiskey, yeah.
Gotcha. Question 7. Jack Daniel's whiskey is made in which U.S. state?
Not only do I like Jack Daniel's, but I like Jack Daniel's. I like mixing my Jack Daniel's with Coke, preferably the Coke Zero Cherry Vanilla. No sponsor. But, anyways, Jack Daniel's is from Tennessee.
Correct. Question 8. Which ingredients combine to create a ganache?
A ganache?
Yeah.
Can you define ganache?
A ganache.
Ganache. So I'm gonna go with that something like goulash. So I'm gonna go with noodles and eggs.
Not even close. A ganache is a dessert. If that helps you, I'll give you one more chance.
A dessert, two ingredients, ganache, Cool Whip and Oreos, clearly the winner.
Close. It's whipping cream and melted chocolate.
Whipping cream, melted chocolate?
Yes.
It still doesn't sound as good as Oreos and Cool Whip.
That's very true. Question 9. Obey Your Thirst is the trademark slogan for which soft drink?
Soft drink. Obey Your Thirst. I cannot think of it. I'm gonna go Obey Your Thirst.
A soft drink,
pop, soda, depending on where you're at in the United States, pop or soda or Coke. I'm gonna go with Mountain Dew. Wait, second guess? Pepsi.
Actually, Sprite.
Sprite?
That was one of the easier ones I gave for you.
I've never heard that in my life.
I'm disappointed. Question 10.
10!
So this one's a little harder, but I thought it was interesting. What was Pepsi Cola originally called?
Pepsi Cola. So I'm just going to go and say the questions you've asked me are way harder than the questions I've prepared for you. Pepsi Cola, I'm just going to say Pepsi Cola. I have no idea.
So it's actually Brad's drink.
Brad's drink.
So the story behind it is Caleb Braddo, I think I said that correctly, he first created the drink as a serve in his drugstore that he had.
Yeah, just like Coca-Cola. It was originally meant to be like a pharmaceutical type drink.
Yeah, this one he just made on his own and sold in his drugstore. And that was in 1898. And then, or no, in 1898 is when he changed it to Pepsi Cola.
Hmm.
That is the end of round one. Devin, you ended the round with 3 points. How do you feel about that?
3 points? 30%? Take the square of that? That's 9%. Here we go.
I don't think that's how it works.
3 times 3 equals 9? 90%.
I get what you're talking about with the square root, but that's not a thing.
All I'm saying is all I do is win, 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 no matter what.
You did not win. I don't know. I'm hoping someone beat you.
I won. And here we are, round two. Now it's my turn to ask questions. So, question one. What restaurant invented the Blizzard?
Oh, I think I know this one. I think you did pick easy ones for me. This is Dairy Queen?
You're right. The answer is Dairy Queen. But, more in depth, the person who invented the Blizzard, his name was Samuel Temperado. And not only did he invent the Blizzard, but he owns 67 different restaurants in the franchise.
Oh, awesome.
FYI. Question number two. How many pickles are there on a McDonald's Big Mac?
Oh, that I'm gonna have to guess. I don't even know. Alright, I'm gonna guess 3.
So, not only did I work at McDonald's for a few years in my early days, but the answer is 2. There are 2 pickles on a Big Mac. Should I say, I mean, on the average Big Mac.
Yeah, that was my guess, but I wanted it to be 3. I would prefer 3.
Unfortunately, the answer is 2. Alright, question number 3. So, out of all of the cereals in the world, which cereal has a mascot that is a white rabbit?
Oh, I got this one in a bag.
So, not only is this question maybe complicated for some, but this is actually my favorite cereal.
Alright, I think I know it. Is it Trix?
The answer is Trix. Yep, you are right. Trix is the answer. Do you like Trix cereal?
Not really, no.
Oh, that is definitely my favorite. What's your favorite cereal?
My favorite cereal is probably Reese's.
Reese's Puffs. I think everybody likes Reese's Puffs.
Yeah.
Time for question number four. What famous dessert was created in Pennsylvania? Not only was it created in Pennsylvania, but this dessert created a whole new city that was named after it.
Oh, I know this one too.
So I'm going to go with my questions are clearly much more commonly or easily known than her questions were. So what do you think the answer is?
Hershey's chocolate?
Hershey's is correct. Hershey, Pennsylvania. Take a trip there, eat some chocolate. All right, it's time for question five. Which type of egg is bigger on average, a quail egg or a duck egg?
This one I'm not actually sure. Alright, I'm just gonna assume that quails are bigger than ducks when honestly I'm not sure, but we're gonna say a quail egg.
So that would be wrong. A duck egg is actually bigger. So a duck egg is about 70 grams, which is about 2.5 ounces. That is actually 7 times bigger than a quail egg. A quail egg is usually about 1/3 of an ounce big. So if you compare it to a duck egg, it would look about like a chicken egg.
Oh.
And a quail egg would be about the size of a dime.
Oh wow, I got that completely wrong. Yeah. I don't know what kind of quail I'm picturing in my head, but it's not what an actual quail looks like.
Yeah, quail is a very small bird, so, you know, their eggs are tiny. Time for question number six. Which fast food chain claims that, and quotation, American runs on?
Oh, I know this. I've been here way too often to not know this. I believe the slogan is America runs on Dunkin'.
That's correct. One of my favorite places to get a nice, low-priced iced coffee, Dunkin' Donuts.
The only thing I get there for a drink is a sweet tea. Maybe one of their, I think it's called a culotta, the like fruity stuff. I'm not a coffee drinker.
Well, there's one thing that we all know you do like, and that's the donuts there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right, time for question number seven. And must I say, this is a restaurant that we enjoy quite a lot. What restaurant has a panda as their mascot?
Oh, I already know this one. Yes, one of our favorite Chinese restaurants, Panda Express.
Panda Express is right, but do you know what year the first Panda Express opened?
I want to guess 1960.
Nope. So the answer would be for that question, which does not count for a point, 1983. But today, there are actually about 2,180 locations in America, in America alone. So there is over 2,000 Panda Express locations in America today.
Let's go to all of them.
I would love to. Question number eight. And this is an easy one because I personally enjoy this for a post-meal appetizer, so to speak, of an unhealthy proportion. What are the three flavors in Neapolitan ice cream?
Oh. Let me think about this one. So I'm pretty sure Neapolitan's the basic flavors. So I'm going to go with vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate.
You're right. If we wanted to go in direct order, usually it's vanilla in the middle, strawberry on the left, and chocolate on the right. And to be more precise, Neapolitan ice cream was actually created in the 1800s by a chef, a Prussian chef, in 1839.
I wonder if they put vanilla in the middle because, like, more people like vanilla. So, like, if you go for strawberry and actually get some vanilla, like, it would be okay. What do you think?
I think it was probably because the color difference. That way it's pink, white, brown.
Oh, I guess that makes sense, too.
Alright y'all, so we're almost to the end. Here comes question 9. Which vegetable contains the most water?
Oh, I have no idea what this one. So there was this other trivia game that we would play growing up. And for some reason, I remember cucumbers being like 90-something percent water. I don't know if it was 90 or 99, but so that's going to lead to my guess for cucumber.
So, unfortunately, that would be the right answer. Cucumber is a vegetable that contains the most water in it.
You would think watermelon, but no, I guess it's cucumber.
Just to note, watermelon is a fruit.
I get it,
not
okay.
A vegetable.
I made a mistake.
Watermelon is a fruit. Alright, and the final question of this podcast episode. Question 10, round 2. If you like chicken, but you don't like seafood, then what is the chicken of the sea, and will you eat it?
The chicken of the sea? What?
The chicken of the sea, the chicken of your life. Will you eat it?
Chicken of the sea.
Chicken of the sea!
I'm picturing a chicken's head with, like, gills. Or, like, fins.
There's definitely a chicken running on the water.
I'm gonna just guess a random fish, then? Or is it a chicken I'm supposed to be guessing?
It's a chicken, it's a fish, it's whatever you guess, because whatever you guess hopefully is not the right answer.
I'm gonna guess a catfish.
So, that would be wrong. The chicken of the sea is tuna. The chicken of the sea is tuna.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, all I got out of the day was that Courtney got 7 of my questions right, and I only got 3 of her questions right. So, she likes food.
I also pick harder questions, but I just like to, like, get your mind going. Exercise your brain.
Well, I think she just likes eating food.
Or winning.
Perhaps I like losing.
Well, how did everyone else do? I hope you did better than me in round 2 and Devin in round 1. This has been an episode of Trivia on Shuffle. Also, follow us on Instagram and subscribe wherever you tune in for your podcast. Our Instagram is Trivia on Shuffle Podcast.
Don't forget, y'all, Trivia on Shuffle!